This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasized that his state visit is testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. The Prime Minister is in Guyana on the third leg of his three-nation visit, including Nigeria and Brazil. Prime Minister Modi will address the Parliament of Guyana at Georgetown this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the minister pointed out that this commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal today said that the idea behind launching a new OTT platform is not just to bring healthy content to the digital space, but also to provide content for all sections of society, including children and youth. Addressing the media a day after the launch of the national broadcaster, Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves, Mr. Sehgal informed that the platform will feature all archival materials of Doordarshan programs that people have grown up watching. He also mentioned that regional cultural programs focusing on heritage have been included on the platform. And now we are joined by a correspondent, Durgesh Bhadoria, who is at the venue. Durgesh, what are the activities going on there? Hello, Durgesh, can you hear me? Well, we're sorry, we don't seem to have Durgesh on the line. Well, moving on, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that the motivation behind launching the OTT platform is to reach the maximum audience. The 55th International Film Festival in India, IFFI, is in full swing with unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across diverse genres have been screened today, showcasing the best of Indian and Indian cinema. The Indian Panorama segment has officially begun with its inaugural ceremony setting the stage for screenings of selected 25 feature and 20 non-feature films. Along with this, the 18th edition of the Film Bazaar is also buzzing with activity, serving as a dynamic hub for networking and collaboration between aspiring filmmakers and established industry professionals. Aam Aadmi Party today released the first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Party has fielded Brahm Singh Tanwar from Chhatarpur seat, Sumesh Shaukeen from Matiala, Gaurav Sharma from Gonda, Veer Singh Dingan from Simapuri, Chaudhary Zubair Ahmed from Silampur, and Anil Jha from Kirari Assembly constituency. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO has registered a net addition of over 18 lakh members during September this year, representing a 9.33% growth compared to the same month last year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The US has vetoed a UN resolution demanding an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. The resolution, supported by the other 14 members of the UN Security Council, also demanded the unconditional release of all hostages. However, the US opposed the resolution, stating that it failed to address the release of hostages. In cricket, the much-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is all set to begin the first match at Optus Stadium in Perth tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. The Indian men's team will play 5 test matches against the host between the 22nd of November to the 7th of January next year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.